Housing and the shortage of it is a constant topic of discussion on both sides of the state line. Anybody who's gone looking for affordable housing, particularly in the rental area, knows what this is about. It's a difficult thing to try to rent in our communities around the region. The housing industry is aware. Leaders of Oregon's realtors, home builders, and bankers will gather in Salem with legislators next month for the Oregon Housing Economic Summit. That will be January 16th in Salem. We have some of the key leaders with us here today. Linda Navarro is president and CEO of the Oregon Bankers Association. Linda, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Jenny Pakula is with us as well, who is CEO of the Oregon Association of Realtors. Jenny, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
We're still trying to raise Jody Hack, the CEO of the Oregon Home Builders Association, but so far, no luck. So this is not just a housing summit, but a housing economics summit. Linda Navarro, what is the spur to have this?
Well, Jenny, Jody, and I from each of those associations, we were having a conversation, and it really occurred to us that there wasn't a forum in Oregon that was led by industry to really have a conversation around the broader issues in the housing market. There's all kinds of conversations going on around specific opportunities and barriers, but we thought putting together this summit to really elevate the conversation around all of the issues that impact the housing economy in our state would be a good thing. And so far, it's looking like others agree with us. We're seeing strong registration, and we're ready for a great summit.
Is this not something that happens often, Linda, for to have the three industries come together with all the ancillary industries as well?
It's the first time in my time. I've been over 20 years at the Oregon Bankers Association, and this is the first time we've had any kind of a joint event with the realtors and home builders. And with a sector as important as housing in our economy, and not only to the economy, but to every Oregon family, it seems like a no-brainer that we should be coming together for these conversations instead of waiting till the legislative sessions going on when we're all brought together because of a specific issue. This is a chance for us to come together and talk more broadly about the opportunities, maybe some of the barriers we should be addressing in the legislature, and really get it all out on the table.
Well, Jenny Pakula, if you would give us a little sense of what the market is like among realtors in Oregon.
Well, the inventory is low. I think that all of our members would agree across the state, inventory is low. Housing supply is that's the problem. That's why we're coming together, and we need to address it. It's been going on here in Oregon for decades. We've underbuilt and just haven't for a variety of reasons. We've had problems, and so our housing supply, we're behind 155,000 units. So it would take for Oregon, Jody's crew, and all of us coming together to build 30,000 units per year for the next 10 years in order to make up for the shortfall and for the continued population growth. That's a lot of housing, which lack of supply causes price escalation. And as Linda said, we are great at coming together behind the scenes and we try to be proactive, but it's always reactive to legislative efforts, and it's time to take a public stance for our three organizations. I mean, it's unity in the industry, and while our interests might be slightly different, we are part of the same family and all focused on housing one way or the other.
How realistic is that to try to build 30,000 homes in a year?
Not very. but so that's the hence here we are. You know, I mean, there's just no between the lack of, between our tight land use policies and Oregonians are an interesting group, right? We don't like sprawl, but we, NIMBYism, not in my backyard, they don't want density either. So what do we do? Something's got to give if we're going to increase the housing supply.
So, Jenny, is that a major? I was going to ask if Oregon land use figures prominently in the issues in Oregon. Oregon, obviously, not the only state having a housing crunch, but is it a particular issue here, the Oregon's land use system and the way it works?
Well, I think it's one of the issues. It's one of the spokes in the wheel for sure, the tight land use policies, which prevent growing out, right? So, and then the NIMBYs prevent growing up. So, as a previous CEO and lobbyist said, the only thing that Oregonians hate more than sprawl is density. But if you don't like density and you don't like sprawl, the inevitable result is high housing prices. So, yeah, land use is definitely a component, one of the barriers.
We're talking about the upcoming Oregon Housing Economic Summit coming to Salem January 16th before the next legislative session starts. Some legislators will be there as well. Jenny Pakula is the CEO of the Oregon Association of Realtors. Linda Navarro is the president and CEO at the Oregon Bankers Association. We've been unable to raise Jody Hack from the Oregon Home Builders Association thus far, but you can join our conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Linda Navarro, if you would, give an idea of some of the issues facing your part of the housing business, some of the obstacles that present themselves to people in the banking industry.
With respect to housing, the obstacles for banks are generally what the obstacles are for the customers we serve. So on the side of developers and home builders, we too face the ability of to make a good loan to a home builder or developer depends on their ability to complete their project on time, and the same with realtors. There needs to be housing stock that Oregon families can afford to buy in order for us to make those mortgage loans that help families get into their home. So I would say whatever is on the table for both the Home Builders Association and the Realtors Association is critically important to the members of the banking community.
How much does the legislation out of the last session about removing the zoning restrictions in places, so multifamily homes essentially can be built in homes that were zoned only for single-family homes, how big a difference do you see that making down the road, Jenny, and have you had a chance to assess what the effects might be?
Yeah, that's going to take years to really assess what the impact of House Bill 2001 is. I mean, it's not an immediate gratification piece of legislation for sure. So it's too hard to say. And because while on the face of it, it appears, all these nice communities, the world is going to come to an end. The reality is we don't see it that way. I mean, no one is going to level a $600,000 home to put a duplex on the property. It's just not going to happen. But if you live in a neighborhood with a home that may be an eyesore or blighted or abandoned, it can only increase home values if a nice new duplex or whatever the middle housing solution is put on the property. So, but it's going to take years because every local jurisdiction has to look at their own housing supply and develop a plan, and it's too soon to say. Hopefully next year at this time we'll be able to provide a little more insight on the impact of 2001, but nothing yet.
That was well put. It's not an immediate gratification kind of bit of legislation, but I guess few are in this business. I mean, anything you do today is going to take probably 4 to 5 years to become reality, right?
Easy. Especially because a lot of communities don't like it no matter what. So there's going to be a lot of fights of trying to prevent implementation. And then on the state side, we're going to have to go in. Those local jurisdictions are going to have to be, I hate to use the word shut down, but you can't avoid this. It's now state legislation, so they better figure out how to make it work and write the plan accordingly. So, 4 to 5 years, too soon, but a good start. For sure.
Are tastes changing at all in the real estate business? Because when I look at the figures on the average new home size today, it's roughly double the size of a new home since 1960, but families are smaller. So I just wonder if there's anything other than consumer taste that drives the size upward.
Well, I think, that's a big part of it. But, of course, neighborhoods, lot size, where you live, that's all a factor. You know, the average cost of a average home price in certain neighborhoods are very impactful, and people don't want smaller doesn't necessarily, at least from the view of current residents, help the value of their home. So I think we're going to be growing up because until there's some easing up on the land use policies, what other options are there?
Growing up in height, you mean?
Yeah, growing up, which is why 2001 was enacted, because nobody wants to sprawl. So what other option do we have? Got to grow up.
Right. So, we don't like sprawl. We don't like density. It was well put.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the bits of legislation that that you two can foresee that might be things that are helpful to the housing business? Let's start with you, Linda.
Well, I do defer quite a bit on housing policy to our members that make the loans and to Jody and Jenny. But we're very interested, of course, in anything that's related to not only land use, but the add-on charges that are the system development charges and the other charges that can drive the cost of home building up. Looking at those kinds of barriers, permitting issues. For us, one of the issues that we worked on a bit in the last session, and it remains to be seen how much impact that legislation has had, but it relates to the availability of appraisers in Oregon. That's something the average person buying a home doesn't necessarily think about, but being able to get, especially in rural parts of the state, an appraisal done in a timely fashion and for an affordable cost, which is, of course, passed on to the home buyer, is an important element of the home buying process. So there's lots of things like that all the way along from siting where you're going to build a new development to when the owner takes those keys in their hands, that can be barriers that drive that cost up. So we're open to all of it. And I think this summit is actually the chance to start having a conversation from the industry perspective to identify those things.
Yeah.
And once we identify those, if this becomes, as we hope it will, an annual event, then the timing of it could very well be a good place to position actual legislative proposals for future legislative sessions that begin in the January timeframe. So, Jenny, I don't know if you have anything you'd want
to
add.
Yeah, I have to agree with Linda. One of the whole ideas of us coming together for the Oregon Housing Economic Summit is to help develop and drive our legislative policies. Obviously, nothing's going to happen in the short session. We'll probably be making sure that mortgage interest deduction isn't limited. It's always on the table, and it's a battle our lobbyists always have to fight. But we're looking at the bigger picture for the long session in 21, and I expect their realtors and with our partners here to be at the forefront of driving the housing policy, what it looks like in 2021. We want to work together. We want to work with all members of the assembly, not just one side of the aisle or the other. So it's going to be very important in the next year that we developed a solid, workable housing policy solution that we all can be behind and see some successes for the residents and consumers here in Oregon and all of our industries.
We're talking housing in Oregon and here at the Jefferson Exchange. The Oregon Housing Economic Summit is coming up on January 16th. Jenny Pakulas from the Oregon Association of Realtors, the CEO. Linda Navarro, the CEO of the Oregon Bankers Association. You're about to say something else, Jenny. I kind of cut you off.
No. Just that it's really too soon to say exactly what that whole policy package is going to look like, but it is the goal of the realtors, and I'm assuming Linda and Jody would agree that we are going to come together and have some solid pieces of legislation that we want to be the leaders on, rather than, and meaning working with the assembly so that we're all feeling good about policy that we can move forward with in 2021. But again, that's part of the reason we're doing this summit, is so that we can determine exactly where to start and what that looks like.
So did some of the legislation that came out of this year's session hit the industry by surprise, or just catch you a little behind the effort to be able to lobby on it?
Well, from the realtor's perspective, I mean, we took a big blow. I mean, not all of our members would agree with this, but with Senate Bill 608, the rent control bill. So then trying to deal with that, and that's going to be a little long-term impact as well, to see how many investors no longer want to purchase rental homes. Separate issue. But then 2001, which we think was a win for the realtors, and I think it really demonstrated that we are willing to work with both sides of the aisle, because it really overall is a good piece of legislation. And when some people think, wow, so I'm going to have a duplex next to my $700,000 house. That's not so good for me. But yeah, it is. And in this assembly, you gotta work well with all parties. I mean, you have to meet in the middle or you will lose. So we consider this a successful piece of legislation. And again, unfortunately, like I said, not an immediate gratification bill. So people got to be patient and we'll see how it goes.
Now, I know several members of the legislature, including the House Speaker, Tina Kotek, will be there. So you'll be able to talk amongst yourselves, but also have members of the legislature listening and contributing.
Yep. That's definitely the idea. We have a great panel. And Linda, I wish Jody was on the line because she's the one that helped organize that. But we have the chair of the Housing Committee. We have Speaker Kotek. We have three Democrats, three Republicans. We're well-balanced. It's not going to be one-sided in the slightest. It's going to be an excellent opportunity for all of our members and press and the public to hear what's happening over there from both sides of the aisle and what we can expect. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm hearing both sides of the aisle a lot, but I guess in a business like yours where everybody wants a home, you kind of have to take care of people on all ends of the political spectrum, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, I would just add that, you know, I think we all have the same goal, which is to have housing that meets the whole continuum of housing needs in this state from, you know, if you look at housing from basic shelter for folks who are homeless to people who have luxury homes, there is a whole continuum of housing demand in our state and in any state, and we need to meet that demand all along the continuum. Sometimes we get focused on one area or another, and certainly addressing low-income housing is a critical issue. But this is a forum where I think we can put it all on the table and how we work together and meet that continuum of housing needs in the best way we can in a growing state like Oregon. So I don't really know anyone on any side of the aisle who wouldn't agree with the importance of having this conversation and figuring out how we develop and build new housing, dense housing, or opening up to new developments using new land. Both could be on the table, but also, you know, what the price of that housing is going to be. Mm-hmm. That's critical because we have to have homes that people can afford, and that's increasingly difficult to find, especially for a first-time home buyer.
All right, which is why, in fact, there is going to be an Oregon Economic Housing Summit, Housing Economic Summit. I got those backwards. January 16th in Salem. We've been talking to Linda Navarro, who's the president and CEO at the Oregon Bankers Association. Jenny Pakula, the CEO at the Oregon Association of Realtors, who came up with the big figure that we're behind about 155,000 houses, and so we'd have to build something like 30,000 houses for 5 years to catch up to what the demand is in Oregon currently. A lot more work left to be done. I want to thank Linda and Jody for joining us both. Good to talk to both of you.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Okay.